This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Kamal Bahadur Shah appointed as Chief Minister of Sudur Paschim Province. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda calls for effective implementation of Constitution. President Bidya Devi Bhandari to address joint session of Federal Parliament today. And World Bank pledges $1.78 billion aid to Turkey for immediate rescue, relief and rehabilitation measures. Now the news in detail. Kamal Bahadur Shah has been appointed as the Chief Minister of Sudur Paschim Province. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party leader Shah, was appointed as the Chief Minister of Sudur Paschim Province after Chief Minister Rajendra Singh Rawal resigned from his post yesterday. Chief Minister Rawal tendered his resignation yesterday evening after he failed to win a vote of confidence in the provincial assembly. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli held a discussion on the country's contemporary political affairs yesterday. According to Prime Minister's Secretariat, during the meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the two leaders also discussed various issues, including the latest political development. A meeting of the high-level political mechanism called for yesterday was postponed following the meeting between Prime Minister Dahal and UML Chairman Oli. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has urged all for the true implementation of the Constitution as the political system and the constitutional document. Prime Minister Dahal made this remark while addressing an event organized by the Election Commission and the Policy Research Institute in Kathmandu yesterday to present the preliminary findings of a study on electoral reforms. Prime Minister Dahal said the Constitution is a document of political consensus and agreement, and its effective implementation is the collective responsibility. On the occasion, the leaders present in the program said there was no urgency to revise the Constitution when the electoral system was itself in the course of gradual reforms. Likewise, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia pledged to continue with the discourses on electoral reforms and election management procedures. President Bidya Devi Bhandari is addressing the joint session of the Federal Parliament today. The Federal Parliament Secretariat said President Bhandari will address the joint meeting of the House of Representatives and National Assembly at 3 p.m. today. After the President's address, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda will table the copy of the address separately in both Houses of the Parliament. Then the joint session will pass a proposal thanking the President. There is a constitutional provision that the President shall address the first joint session of the Federal Parliament after the House of Representatives election and during the annual budget session. Ambassador of Saudi Arabia to Nepal, Saad Abu Hamad, called on Foreign Minister Dr. Bimala Rai Baudel. The issues of bilateral relations were discussed during the meeting held at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. On the occasion, Foreign Minister Baudel thanked the Saudi government for keeping more than 400,000 Nepalis safe during the global coronavirus pandemic. On the occasion, Ambassador Hamad mentioned that Nepali workers have made a great contribution to the progress of Saudi Arabia. Ambassador of the European Union to Nepal, Nona Deprez, paid a courtesy call on Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Rajendra Lingden yesterday. During the meeting, Deputy Prime Minister Lingden said electricity production, its transmission and marketing were prioritized by Nepal government. In response to the praise query, Deputy Prime Minister Lingden said a process was on the way to export electricity to Bangladesh. He thanked EU for providing assistance to Nepal in the sector of renewable energy. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Sudhan Kirati says Tribhuvan International Airport has seen some gradual improvement in its services. During his third inspection visit to the airport yesterday since assuming office, Minister Kirati expressed happiness over the steady improvement of the airport. He, however, said the improvement is only partial and should be continued to get a completion. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari says the government is committed to transforming the country's industrial sector. During a program organized by the Kailali Chamber of Commerce in his honor yesterday in Thangadi, the minister said the cooperation from the private sector would be sought to revive some of the Sikh industries. The Ministry of Land Management and Cooperatives has put forth a plan to gradually transform the offices of Land Revenue and Survey into IT-enabled service delivery hub. Ministry Secretary Dr. Damodar Regmi said the ministry came up with a plan in order to transform the traditional record-keeping and service delivery system into digital. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The World Bank has placed $1.7 billion in aid to Turkey, including immediate finance for rebuilding basic infrastructure and to support those affected by the earthquakes. Over 20,000 people are now known to have been killed in Monday's earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, though the UN warns the disaster's full extent is still unclear. According to BBC, rescuers are still searching rubble for survivors, but hopes are fading almost 100 hours since the tremors struck. Freezing conditions threaten the lives of thousands of survivors who are now without shelter, water and food. Turkey's president called the quake the disaster of the century. However, the efforts of 100,000 or more rescue personnel on the ground are being hampered by a number of logistical hurdles, including vehicle shortages and devastated roads. UN Chief Antonio Guterres warned the full extent of the catastrophe was still unfolding before eyes, especially in Syria, where a long-running civil war has devastated the country. On Thursday, the first humanitarian aid crossed the border into northwestern Syria through Idlib's Bab al-Hawa crossing. The crossing is the only way UN aid can reach the region without traveling through areas controlled by Syrian government forces. Guterres promised more help was on its way and he urged the UN Security Council to allow supplies to be delivered through more than one border crossing. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of people across Turkey and Syria are spending a fortnight taking refuge from bitter temperatures in makeshift shelters have been made homeless by the quakes. The World Health Organization warned a second humanitarian disaster will strike only survivors can get access to shelter, food, water and medicine very fast. The WHO's regional director for Europe, Dr. Hans Klug, told the BBC the organization staff in Turkey's Gaziantep have to sleep in cars because there's still hundreds and hundreds of aftershocks. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous areas of some of the provinces. Hilly and mountainous areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province are likely to have partly to generally cloudy weather. Likewise, it will be partly cloudy to many fair in the rest of the provinces. There is also possibility of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 20.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 7 degrees Celsius. For this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Kamal Bahadur Shah appointed as Chief Minister of Sudur Paschim Province. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda calls for effective implementation of Constitution. President Bidya Devi Bhandari to address joint session of Federal Parliament today. And World Bank pledges $1.78 billion aid to Turkey for immediate rescue, relief and rehabilitation measures. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.